Thank you for joining us for this repertoire podcast. And now your host, Scott Adams.
Hi, everyone. This is Scott Adams with Repertoire, and we are going to have a conversation today around an epidemic that has killed over 36 million people worldwide. We're going to talk about the fact that it's 40th anniversary. We're going to talk about ending this epidemic by 2030. Right now, as we speak, 1.2 million Americans are infected with HIV and AIDS. Of that, over 13% don't realize they have it. So testing for this epidemic is paramount. And we're talking today with Todd Grice, Vice President of Sales for Diagnostics with OraSure. And Todd is an expert on this. He's been in the industry for over 35 years. And it's a great conversation. He talks about marginalized communities and how this virus has affected us worldwide. You know, definitely during my lifetime, you know, we all think back to Magic Johnson when he had his press conference and just how it changed and universal precautions came into play and everything going forward changed. Very similar probably to us dealing with COVID today. So great conversation here. Looking forward to sharing it with you. Here we go. Todd, so great to have you on the call today with me. I am interested in this conversation around the HIV virus and AIDS, and I can't believe it's been 40 years. Where are you today in the country?
Well, first, thank you, Scott, for inviting us to attend today, and we really appreciate it. So I am actually currently located in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and our corporate headquarters are in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, but of course, due to COVID-19, we're at about 100% remote right now. So, I'm working out of my home in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
I actually, when I first got into the industry, I lived in New York, PA for my first 2 years. I was selling microbiology products for a company called HealthLink and drove to Lancaster a ton over those 2 years, going to work with reps and going to see different distributors up in the Northeast. Todd, how long have you been in the industry?
So I've been in the healthcare industry for over 35 years. I got my start, believe it or not, with Ortho Clinical Diagnostics in the DC metro area. And at that time, I was actually selling an ELISA HIV test that was used in the blood screening business. So I've been around HIV and the healthcare for a long time. And then after that, I moved on to Fisher Healthcare, the healthcare market division of Thermo Fisher Scientific. You know, I have a real strong background and commitment to the world of distribution. I was a rep, so I carried a bag. I was a district sales manager in corporate accounts. And then I ran the East Coast business for Fisher. And then I have been with OraSure now for 13 years, currently as vice president of sales.
Todd, I mentioned it a little bit earlier in that question for you of how long you've been in the industry and where you're located, but June 21st marked the 40-year anniversary since the first five cases that later became known as AIDS were officially reported. And interestingly enough, on Sunday, I was watching the Falcons and Matt Ryan got his hand stepped on. He had blood all over him. He had white pants on, blows all the way down his left leg. And I'm thinking, and immediately what everybody remembers brings me back to Magic Johnson when he announced. And I just remember back then, if a player had any kind of blood on him at all, they were pulled out of the game immediately and they let Matt continue playing, which kind of blew my mind. But what does this anniversary mean to you and your organization? 40 years that we've been dealing with the AIDS virus.
Yeah. So 40 years, it's a sort of a sober marker for how long we've been in the HIV epidemic. As you said, it was back in June of 1981 when the CDC first reported on five cases, what then became known as HIV AIDS. And they reported that in the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. And then, personally, to me, it's sort of devastating that over 700,000 Americans and almost 36 million people worldwide have died from AIDS or AIDS-related illnesses. It's really sort of hard to fathom. And, AIDS has really devastated disproportionately to LGBTQI plus communities, communities of color, and other underserved communities. So I think first and foremost, we always need to remember those who've been lost. It's also hard to fathom that 40 years later, we continue to fight the stigma and discrimination that still exists for those living with HIV. And then I think most importantly, for 40 years, our frontline healthcare workers, those, you know, caregivers, community activists, you know, our manufacturers reps, our distributor reps, they all need to be recognized for their personal commitment to ending the HIV epidemic.
Yeah, 100%. I recorded actually last week with a PA down in Columbus, Georgia, around some COVID testing. And the first thing I said to her out of the box is just the things that they deal with and still show up every day. They all need to be thanked on a regular basis. You know, kind of in thinking about this 40th anniversary, how much, you know, have you noticed has changed in HIV testing since joining OraSure? And then on a second question, you know, where does the OraQuick fit into testing today?
So take a minute just to take you back to, you know, where testing started. So back in 1985, the first antibody ELISA test was approved by the FDA. And that test probably took over 3 hours to run. And it was designed specifically to screen blood products, not really diagnose HIV. And then in 1987, you know, we had the Western blot test, which greatly improved specificity. And it really reduced the time where you were tested positive, you know, based on that window of detection. So that was a major milestone. And then really, you know, it took a while to make major innovative changes, but in 2002, OraQuick became the first HIV-1 test for point of care testing. So that was a major milestone in screening, getting patients, getting, you know, testing closer to the patient, allowing clinics and physician offices and hospitals to offer a rapid test for diagnosis. And then 2 years later in 2004, we received our oral fluid FDA approval. So you could actually just use an oral, you know, oral fluid to run the test, which was really groundbreaking at the time. So take it a few years later in 2012, we were the first and still only FDA approved rapid oral fluid test to be sold over the counter. So we could get it to people's homes where, you know, they want to learn their status and privacy of their own in their own home, which was really a milestone. So throughout that time, OraSure has really focused on, you know, making our test patient-centric, really providing a rapid result so the clinician can immediately connect the patient to care, or the patient can test in their house and then make their decision based on knowing their status.
Todd, you know, that answer is great, but if you could, just for the audience, I know you guys have a ton of stats. Can you give the audience a handful of stats that you guys have that they may not be aware of?
Yeah, absolutely. So first and foremost, you know, this anniversary reminds us, you know, that there's still lots of work to do to end the epidemic. Currently in the U.S., there's an estimated 1.2 million Americans that have HIV, with 14% that don't know the status and are unaware of their infection. And so there, you know, that just backs up the need to get testing as close to the patient as possible. And, you know, unfortunately, the same communities that were impacted by AIDS 40 years ago continue to remain vulnerable. You know, gay and bisexual men and other men who have sex with men account for over 69% of all new HIV infections. And moreover, these diagnoses are among Black and Latino individuals. And then one other thing I'd just like to add, Scott, is that, you know, when we look back at the past 40 years, we see a disease that has unfortunately been politicized, you know, as opposed to being the critical public health crisis that it is. And so this resulted in many Americans and people around the world not getting the care that they needed and deserved, and has created a long-lasting stigma for those living with HIV.
Yeah, I love that, the making it patient-centric, especially with something like this. You know, you talked about 36 million people worldwide. Let's shift gears a little bit and talk about ending this thing, you know, ending this epidemic. And what are some of the initiatives the federal government are doing?
So in 2019, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, or HHS, announced ending the HIV epidemic in the U.S. Most people referred to it as EHE. Some people still call it the Plan for America. But it's a program that aims to end the HIV epidemic in the U.S. by 2030. So the first goal is to reduce new HIV infections by 2025 by at least 75%. And then reduce it to 90% reduction by 2030. So that's sort of just the background on the plan. And in order to meet the goals, the plan is divided into four key areas: diagnosing, treating, preventing, and responding. So that's sort of the background on the plan. So as you can see, the whole plan is sort of dependent on diagnosing people to make sure they know their status. And testing is really the only way to truly know. So, you know, regardless of your result, whether it's positive or negative, it empowers, you know, the individual, you know, to get further action for their health. People that test positive can start on medication that's when taken every day, allows them to live long, full, healthy lives and prevents HIV transmission. And then people who test negative, you know, they're able to start on PrEP, and PrEP will drastically reduce the risk of HIV infection in the future.
And it's unbelievable what technology has done. You know, if you can look into your crystal ball, Todd, what do you think will hit the goal by 2030?
Well, that's a great question, Scott. I mean, first and foremost, if we're going to do it, we have to have the cooperation of, you know, many groups of people, you know, manufacturers, our distribution partners, grassroots organizations, public health, you know, governmental agencies. You know, we all have that, you know, that goal, that North Star of 2030. And, you know, when we see this plan, I think everyone feels energized because it's really the first time we've ever had a real target to end the epidemic. You know, this is sort of a once in a lifetime opportunity. I mean, we've been dealing with HIV for over 2/3 of my life. You know, I firmly believe that if every provider is capable and provides HIV testing, and I think it will surely help end the epidemic sooner rather than later. So, you know, go to work every day with a goal in mind, you know, whether you're a distributor, carrying Oraquick in your bag, you know, I think everybody should be proud of the fact that we're doing everything we can to fight and end the epidemic.
You know, as we wrap up here, Todd, let's bring the thing full circle to, we're dealing obviously with a pandemic right now, all over the world with COVID-19. Are there any lessons that you would say, you know, from the HIV epidemic that can be applied here to, you know, continue with the response to COVID-19?
Yeah, so I think we've learned a lot of things from, you know, the past with testing, especially for HIV testing, on dealing with an epidemic or a pandemic. So, you know, the most important thing we've probably learned is from the early days of COVID-19 is that testing really helps end pandemics or epidemics, and it truly empowers each of us, you know, and our communities to make decisions based on your test results. You know, with COVID-19, we have a vaccine, we don't yet have a vaccine for HIV. So, you know, I think it makes testing even more important, you know, when you don't have that vaccine possible. The other thing that's interesting is the individuals who developed the mRNA vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer, you know, that same technology is being utilized to develop, hopefully, an HIV vaccine in the near future. One thing we also learned, you know, is that our Oraquick trusted brand, and we utilize that backbone of the Oraquick technology to develop our COVID-19 test, which is named IntelliSwab. And that test, because of our background in moving things forward to get FDA authorization, or at least with COVID-19 emergency use authorization, really helped us, because we knew the challenges that face a manufacturer when you're trying to get a test approved for both, you know, a CLIA waiver as well as an emergency use authorization for over-the-counter. So, you know, we learned how critical it was to make the test that's simple and easy for both the patient, the consumer, and the clinician to both use and read. So, you know, we use that backbone of our technology to create and tell a swab. And, you know, it's simply, you know, swab your nostril, put it into a vial and swirl it, and then you see your results. So it's really just made it very simple to see. But anyhow, going back to, you know, some of the questions about HIV and the epidemic that can be applied to COVID, perhaps the most important thing that we talked about is, you know, we'll make great progress in this pandemic, you know, when we have a diverse stakeholder group working together towards that common goal of ending the COVID-19 pandemic. So, you know, I think we've learned a lot from what we've done with HIV and, you know, even with hepatitis C testing. You know, we didn't talk about that, but, you know, on the work with platform, you know, that's also an epidemic that we can end if we get people tested. So I think that pretty much, you know, sums it up.
Todd, I want to finish the podcast just by thanking you for being on it. And then also the folks at OraSure and all of the investment you've made in bringing these tests to market, making them simple for patients to use, as well as practitioners, lab techs, and all that you guys are doing to help in this epidemic that has plagued our society for years and years. So thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you, Scott. We really appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely, man. Have a great day. Wow. It's hard to believe that we have been dealing with the HIV AIDS virus for over 40 years. Those stats that we talked about at the beginning and during the podcast just still blow my mind. It is nice to know that folks that test early can be treated and live long, healthy lives and not continue to transmit the disease. That said, I just want to thank Todd and OraSure so much for the conversation today. And you guys have a great week and good luck selling out there. Talk to you soon.